The Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly is moving forward with a lawsuit against the state of Alaska. It's an effort to overturn what some local officials say is an unfair mandate requiring municipalities to fund a minimum level for local schools. The borough says that's unfair because many communities don't have that same requirement. What will the legislature's response be if Ketchikan wins its argument? KRBD's Lila Carey has the story.
First, some background, and bear with me, please. I'll try to keep this short and as free from legal jargon as possible. The borough plans to sue the state because the state requires the borough to help fund local schools. Not everyone in Alaska has to do that, though, and the borough argues that isn't fair. There have been previous attempts to overturn that funding mandate, and they failed. But in a report to the Borough Assembly, attorney Robert Hicks writes that those earlier cases had serious flaws. All that, though, is something for lawyers to argue about, and they will. But there is one burning question. What happens if Ketchikan wins? Is it really likely that the Alaska legislature, after cutting the state budget several years in a row with more cuts expected, will give Ketchikan an extra $4 million or more each year for public schools? And how about those 34 other municipal school districts that also pay their mandatory local contribution? Senator Bert Stedman was in Ketchikan last month to talk to local Rotarians, and after his presentation, I asked him what he thought might happen.
If the legislature steps in and rewrites it, and or the judiciary branch concludes that something different should be underway than what's currently the way it's structured, the legislature, we don't know what the legislature would come out with. It may be worse than what we have now. You just never know.
Stedman says he's working with other state senators, and a hearing on the issue is likely during the upcoming legislative session. He admits the political process can be slow, though, and the lawsuit might be a speedier solution. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst, who's led the fight to end the mandatory local contribution, says it would be great if the legislature came up with a solution on its own.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough, of course, has tried for 6 years to have a less adversarial solution than litigation, and that would certainly be preferable. What are the chances? I think when it becomes evident the strength of the borough's argument, I think the chances of a legislative solution will hopefully increase.
Both Stedman and State House Representative Peggy Wilson agree that the legislature will have to come up with something if Ketchikan wins its lawsuit. Wilson echoes Stedman's concern, though, that what that something might be is unknown.
That's a pretty big question mark.
Wilson says the unintended consequences of winning the lawsuit could mean, for example, less local control over schools. She wouldn't vote that way, but can't speak for other lawmakers. Wilson adds that if the state has to foot the whole bill for education, that will lead to cuts elsewhere.
There will be more money that's used for the general budget, and there won't be as much money left for the capital budget. So that means everybody's capital budget would be less.
Bockhorst, though, says the legislature is cutting its budget anyway, and that continuing trend is actually a reason to move forward with the challenge.
As the state faces more and more fiscal pressures, the potential that the state will push more and more of its burden for its responsibilities onto local governments exists.
Bockhorst argues that even an unknown, court-ordered legislative solution is better than what we have now.
Whatever solution comes out of this, in my opinion, is going to be much more fair and more palatable and easier on the students in terms of funding and easier on the taxpayers in Ketchikan than is the current circumstance.
Another potential and more immediate consequence of the lawsuit was raised by City of Ketchikan officials. They worry that some Alaska lawmakers will be less inclined to approve capital funding for Ketchikan's projects, and that those lawmakers will confuse the city government with the borough. The City Council talked recently about officially distancing itself from the borough's lawsuit. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.